opening bell on Wall Street. And the stock market is up as we get started on this Tuesday morning. Way down last Friday, down again yesterday. It's now time for our stock and business update. Sponsored today by Cetera Advisor Networks. And with us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, as we said, markets did end down yesterday, coming off of Friday's 1,000-point drop on the Dow. Now, on Friday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterated that the Fed's going to continue to combat inflation, raise rates, and there's going to be more pain to come when it comes to the economy. Should investors step away from this train wreck right now?
Well, you know, we might think that way. Again, like Jerome Powell said, feel the pain. But as students of history and Fed watchers, we need to follow not what they say, but what they do.
All right. Well, tell us how to read what the Fed and Washington are doing.
Well, you know, last week we talked about, you know, the politicians only care about the political season and saving their legacy. And we even have politicians here in New Mexico. They don't want to debate or go to business forums. They're just playing defense, and nobody wants to defend their track record. So raising interest rates, Bob, with the Fed, they're, of course, non-elected. They feel like they'll save the dollar. However, the policies that the Fed has implemented since its founding in 1913, with the help of the money center banks, has depreciated our dollar by 96%. Bob, I put a tab on a resource on My Financial Sense. You can see a chart showing how our dollar is devaluated. It actually went parabolic in the last 50 years. Since you and I have been around, we've seen since the Fed closed its gold window back in August 15th of 1971. If you think the Fed has changed its rapid devaluation ways, Bob, I'll just link the Fed's live printing on the website again, the Fed balance sheet. I also put that on our website, which shows the devaluation trend is still in place.
Now, that's a gloomy picture you paint. Our money is rapidly being devalued, and the Fed is practicing demand destruction and may send us further into a recession. What is your silver lining? And once again, don't say silver.
Don't say silver. Demography is what I'll say is our silver lining. It comes from the Greek word, which means the writings of the people. You know, that big, fat Greek wedding, even the word kimono is a Greek word, right?
Yeah.
But again, in the English, demography has come to mean the study of people and birth rates, and we know what happens to an important in a society, how that can be made up, you know, how demography fits in society.
And demography is destiny, right? So what's the United States' destiny?
Well, that phrase, demography is destiny, actually, Bob, came from a popular book in 1970. You know, back to the 70s, with this economy, The Real Majority, written by two Democrats, Richard Scanlon and also former Census Director Ben Wattenberg, a demographer. Again, they basically argued the United States was becoming more centrist and the Democratic Party was veering too far to the left. Sound familiar? Again, basically, social issues like law and order. Needless to say, the Democratic leadership didn't heed their warning, and the baby boomers like you and I, Bob, became more conservative. Inflation took off, oil prices skyrocketed, and then in the 80s, we saw a change of power with the Reagan Revolution.
That means the millennials, our children, all 82 million of them will take over because they outnumber us. There's only 65 million baby boomers left in the country. The Gen Z, those kids born after Y2K, they have the most now, though, at 86 million, right? So how does this demography is destiny theory affect the market roller coaster?
Well, Bobby and I know our millennials from our household are delayed forming households yet, and again, they're going to talk about having smaller families. But, Bob, you know what? Law and order still will be important to win elections, just like in the 70s. And according to Peter Zahan, the author, the end of the world is just the beginning. There are many reasons why to be positive about the United States. Again, the U.S. is geographically situated with our natural resources, Bob, especially here in the Albuquerque area all the way to Colorado Springs. We have wind, solar, energy, oil, our food production, of course, in the Midwest. And again, we have ocean barriers on both sides to protect us from invasion, like we've seen in Ukraine. Again, U.S. is sitting pretty well, and China doesn't look so good with their one-child policy, restriction policy. They're about ready to fall off a demographic cliff. And, of course, Russia is the same. They're having a brain drain.
Yeah. How do listeners capitalize on this trend?
Well, our government doesn't, you know, they basically want to devaluate our money because they got to devaluate our debt. If you go to debtclock.org, you'll see now we're approaching $31 trillion in debt. And, again, you know, we want to, you know, give free college, free this, free that. You know, it's election time, so we're back into the silly season. Again, you need to invest in things that the government can't print and can't devaluate. Look at investments that make up and distribute the necessities of life that are limited in supply, like energy. Again, these things cannot be manipulated by Wall Street or the Federal Reserve, and don't listen to Washington's rhetoric. Listen to what they see what they do.
Okay. Speaking of the necessities of life, you're going to be hosting a Zoom meeting tomorrow. Tell our listeners how what you're going to be talking about and how they can be a part of it.
Well, Bob, would you believe the ruble has hit an all-time high, and now we have Russian oil labeled as Venezuelan oil. So, you know, there's a lot happening with the oil industry right now, and people see that right now the gas pumps, the prices are not going down, even no matter what the Fed does. So you can sign up for our infrastructure meeting. That'll be tomorrow at 2 p.m. It's Big Sponsors Invesco talking about oil and pipelines and what's happening in the oil industry. Just go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, and you can sign up for that event. And then also want to mention Law & Order, our HEPA group, Bob. We donated $10,000 to the 100 Club, and I know you're going to be the guest speaker for that luncheon, so I'll be there as well. And then also I want to mention that Security Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, our millennials, they'll worry about law and order just like you and I did back in the 70s.
And Pavlos, thank you so much for that wonderful donation to the 100 Club of New Mexico. That's fantastic.
Hey, Bob, thank you for sponsoring and being the host of that event. KOB is always on the right side of history.
All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week. Let's get an update on traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here on 96.3 News Radio. KKOB, Candy Cruz.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Savings competition winner Katie Pruitt.
I was very confused by budgets, and what I realized, I was trying to make a lasagna and start with the noodles on the bottom, and I was ending up with crusty noodles. So once I started with the sauce of what I was spending, for some reason, then it clicked. We were able to use the budget as a tool.
Stacking Benjamins. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.